You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide. Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Psalm. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong, because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance.
Live, live, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, live, if we're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is your wake-up call, Army of Yahweh. And this wake-up call is for the 8th of March, 2018. And the title of this one is A Little Too Easy. I'm going to have to warn you right now, brothers and sisters, this is going to be a rough one. This is going to be rough. So get ready. The enemy, the children of the fallen one, the Talmud worshiping Edomites,
are on top right now. They really think they've got the power. They're attacking on all fronts. And it's going very smoothly in a lot of ways for them, except for us that happen to be making waves. It's a little too easy for them right now. And it's a little too easy for those of Israel, in Israel, that are going along with their program, because they're only making it rough for those of us who make waves that teach the word of Yahweh, which counters all their plans. Turn with me to the book of Revelations, chapter 21, please. Now, it's easy for them right now, but it's not going to stay that way, I'm afraid, brothers and sisters. Chapter 21, verse 1. I'm going to be going to the book of Isaiah later. This is talking about the New Jerusalem. The old one is occupied with mutts and Talmudists. So this is about the new one, verse 1 of chapter 21 of book of Revelations. And I saw a renewed heaven and a renewed earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, Yohanan, saw the set apart city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from Elohim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. All right. Now, for those of Israel that are not obeying the commands of Yahweh, that reject him and are following the dictates of the fallen ones and their children. Verse 7 of chapter 21 of the book of Revelations. The one who overcomes shall inherit all this. Who is that? Israel. You will overcome as an L or with L, okay? And I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Verse 8, but as for the cowardly and untrustworthy and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers and idolaters and all the false, their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So you in Israel that are choosing the way of the enemy, that is your fate. Chapter 11 of the book of Revelations. Verse 18, and the nations were enraged, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the set apart ones, and to those who fear your name, small and great. This is the key part of the passage. And to destroy those who destroy the earth. You polluters, you idol worshipers, you perverts, you who worship Satan, of our people, I don't care about the non-Israelites. I'm not speaking about them. I'm speaking about Israel. Those of our people that are doing these things. Oh, you've got it easy right now. Oh, maybe a little too easy. A little too easy. Oh, for heaven's sakes, it's, man, your stock is doing good. You got two new cars and a big house, and you're making your payments, paying that usury with a smile on your face and love in your hearts. Oh, that's so nice, and you're doing good, and your kids are going to multi-culti school, and they're learning that Sally has two mommies, and Billy has two daddies. Oh, it's so easy, a little too easy. You have no trouble in your life at all. Oh, no. Now, you don't have any trouble. And you probably won't for a while. Because you're not in the opposition and you're not giving the enemy any trouble. You're going right along with the program. Oh, yes. You don't own any firearms. Why would you need a firearm? You have the police to protect you. Oh, it's just so easy. Life is good. Except your kids are being molested at school. And you tell them, oh, don't complain. We don't want to rock the boat. You might get kicked out of school. It would ruin our reputation in the community. We worry about what other people think of us. Oh, you don't worry about what Yahweh thinks of you. Oh, of course not. Because life is a little too easy. Just so easy. You got your television. Why? They'll tell you what to think. There's a talking head on there speaking directly to you. Oh, yes. And you got your politicians that you support, and you actually think the political progress, a process, pardon me, is working. Trump's going to save America. Trust in me and I'll set you free. Two cars in every garage. And a pork chop every Sunday for when you come home from your Judeo-Christian church. Oh, it's so easy living this life. Oh, yes, it's so easy. It's so easy. How easy is it? And now's the time to turn to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 33 is where I'm going to start out. I'll give you a chance to get there. I don't care what version of the Bible you're reading. You can read the scriptures or the King James or the book of what's happening now or whatever, but you'll get the gist of it if you turn to chapter 33 of Isaiah. It's just so easy to follow the lead of the enemies of Yahweh. Oh, yeah, that is just a piece of cake. I mean, there's just no trouble. Nobody's rocking your boat. I'll be reading all of chapter 33, all of chapter 34, and all of chapter 35 of the book of Isaiah. And I'll be commenting in the middle of it, here and there. I've got a lot to say. Yahweh revealed this to me. I was going to do something else with this, and he has fired up a rage in me this morning. It's not quite 5 o'clock. I mean, I got up like a bolt. He just shot me out of bed and put this on me. This is how he works. This is how he works. I was thinking about all the battles that Israel has fought, and it was all by Yahweh's hand that we won, and no, he took me in this direction. So you better hold on, because like I said, this is going to be a rough one. Because I'm angry. Not my anger, it's his anger. And he's got a hold of me right now and just shaking me down to my very foundations. Chapter 33 of the book of Isaiah. Woe to you, ravager! While you have not been ravaged, who is that hasn't been ravaged? The one that's ravaging us. Oh, they've got it a little too easy these days, brothers and sisters. They've got it so easy, they're on top. At least they think they are. They think so. And you treacherous, some of our own people, perhaps, traitors, Well, they have not betrayed you. Not directly, but they betrayed the race. They betrayed Israel. They betrayed our God. They have betrayed our nation. When you have ceased ravaging, you shall be ravaged. And when you stop betraying, they shall betray you, the ones that you are serving, the Talmudists that you think are your friends. They will stab you in your white back, brothers and sisters. You who are serving them. Because they're the children of the devil and their father's works they seek to do. The Messiah told us that. Verse 2. Oh Yahweh, show us favor, for we have waited for you. We're waiting on him for deliverance. Without doing anything? We're not going to pitch in and help? That's a little too easy, isn't it? Be their arm every morning, our deliverance also in time of distress. Well, is this not a time of distress? He says, you will be my battle axe and weapons of war. You need to get ready, brothers and sisters. He has always used Israel to fight his battles. It's not going to be different this time. Yes, he's going to send his mighty messengers, but we were commanded to occupy until the end. We ought to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Verse 3, at the noise of the rumbling, the people shall flee. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Where can we go? Where can we go? Where can we go when we have some peace? We're not going to get mugged and killed. Nowhere. That's the whole planet right now, sports fans. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered. Speaking of Yahweh, when you, capital Y-U, lift yourself up, when he decides to put it on us, the nations will just, there won't be any nations. There'll be the kingdom of Yahweh coming in all its fire and glory with avenging angels with flaming swords. Get ready. You've got it a little too easy right now. You've been complacent. Oh, well, it's probably not going to happen in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got it easy and you got your two-car garage and your house payments and you're in the world of the world and everything's going your way because you're not resisting. Verse 4, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar as locusts rush about. They rush upon them. They're taking all your plunder. They're taking your houses. They're taking all your so-called money. Verse 5, Yahweh is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with right ruling and righteousness. That's what's coming. With Yeshua, the Messiah, our King. That's the only right ruling and righteousness. Verse 6, and he shall be the trustworthiness of your times, a wealth of deliverance, wisdom and knowledge, the fear of Yahweh. That is his treasure. That is what we must treasure in our hearts. Fear Yahweh, obey his laws. Because these are the last days, and those that put it off for another day are going to be out of luck. Verse 7. See, their brave ones shall cry outside New Jerusalem. They'll be cast out into the outer darkness. The messengers of peace shall weep bitterly. Oh, can't we all just get along? Verse 8, the highway shall be deserted, the wayfaring men shall have ceased. Won't be any commerce, nobody's going to be going anywhere during this time of tribulation. And the trib's about here, okay? Get ready. Not going to be any rapture. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the cities. He respected no man. The earth shall mourn and languish. Lebanon shall be ashamed. Sharon shall be withered like a desert. And Bashan and Carmel be shaking. These are all the big centers in Isaiah's day. Well, they're all going to be shaking today. New York, London, Paris, Berlin, Stockholm. All over. Here's Yahweh speaking. Verse 10. Now I rise up, declares Yahweh. Now I am exalted, now I am lifted up. And here he's speaking to us. You conceive chaff. You bring forth stubble. Your spirit devours you like fire. Spirit of the land. It's all going to burn up. You who live in this world and of this world. Verse 12. And people shall be like the burnings of lime, like thorns cut up. They are burned in the fire. Verse 13. You who are afar off, hear what I shall do. And you who are near, know my might. Verse 14. Now this is talking about Israel today, Zion. That's us, not the Jews. Sinners in Zion shall be afraid. Trembling shall grip the defiled ones. Who of us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who of us shall dwell with everlasting burning? Oh! Who? Verse 15, he who walks righteously and speaks what is straight, he who rejects the gain of oppressions, who keeps his hand from accepting bribes, you politicians, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Verse 16, he shall inhabit the heights, strongholds of rocks be his refuge. His bread shall be given him, his water be steadfast. That's the righteous, those who stand up. Verse 17, your eyes shall see the sovereign in his comeliness. See a land that is far off. Who's the sovereign? No king but Yahshua. Verse 18, your heart ponders fear. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? Verse 19, listen to this. About all these immigrants. Verse 19, no longer shall you see a fierce people, a people of too deep a lip to hear, of a jabbering tongue no one understands. Verse 20, see Zion, the city of our appointed time. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, an undisturbed home, a tent not taken down. Its stakes are never removed, nor any of its cords broken. Verse 21, but there, great is Yahweh for us, a place of broad rivers, streams, in which no boat with oars sails, nor big ships pass by. Now listen to this. Verse 22, for Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our inscriber, Yahweh is our sovereign, he saves us. Verse 23, your ropes shall be slack, they do not strengthen their mast, they shall not spread the sail. Then the prey of great plunder shall be divided, the lame shall take the prey. Verse 24, neither shall the inhabitants say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it is forgiven their crookedness. Chapter 34 of the book of Isaiah, verse 1. Come near, you nations, to hear and listen, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all its offspring. Verse 2, For the displeasure of Yahweh is against all the nations, and his wrath against all their divisions. He shall put them under the ban. He shall give them over to the slaughter. Verse 3. And their slain be thrown out, and their stench rise from their corpses, and mountains shall be melted with their blood. This is the wrath to come, brothers and sisters. Get ready for prime time wrath. You've had it a little too easy. Get ready to have to fight or die. Verse 4, and all the host of the heaven shall rot away, and the heaven shall be rolled up like a scroll, and all their hosts fade like a leaf fading on the vine, and like the fading one of a fig tree. Yahweh speaking, verse 5, for my sword shall be drenched in the heavens. Look, it comes down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. So you who think you are on top, Mr. Talmud worshiper, you got it a little too easy, because this is what's coming for you. Verse 6, the sword of Yahweh shall be filled with blood. It shall be made overflowing with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, and with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has a slaughtering in Bozra, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And wild oxen shall come down. These are people, okay? And young bulls with bulls, and their land shall be drenched with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. Verse 8. For it is the day of the vengeance of Yahweh, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion, real Zion, true Israel, not the impostors. And its streams shall be turned into tar, and its dust into sulfur, and its land shall become burning tar that is not quenched night or day, its smoke going up forever from generation to generation. It lies waste, no one passes through it forever and ever, so that the pelican and the porcupine possess it, and also the owl and the raven dwell in it. He shall stretch out over it the line of formlessness and stones of emptiness. This is Edom and its governments, plural, governments. It's going to devastate the opposition. Verse 12, its caves with no one in them is called a rain, but all its rulers have vanished. All its rulers have vanished. They're just not going to be anymore. Oh, you've had it so easy ruling over real Israel. Oh, a little too easy. My, 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 things are going to get a little rough, Esau. Going to be a little rough. Verse 13. See, these are all metaphors here. And thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles in its strongholds. And it shall be a home for jackals, a courtyard for ostriches. This is destruction of Babel and Babylon and those who rule Babylon. Verse 14. And the wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the jackals, and the shaggy goat called to its companion. The night creatures shall also settle there, and shall find for herself a place of rest. The arrow snake shall nest there, and lay eggs and hatch, and gather them under her shadow. There too the vultures shall gather, each with its mate. Verse 16. Search from the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these shall be missing, not one shall be without a mate, for he has commanded my mouth, and his spirit shall gather them. He's commanded Isaiah to speak this. Verse 17, he shall cast a lot for them, and his hand shall divide it among them with a measuring line. They possess it forever, from generation to generation they dwell in it. That's all these beasts. In other words, the ruin of Edom, the ruin of their rule. That ends chapter 34. Let's go into chapter 35 of Isaiah. Let the wilderness and the dry place be glad for them, and let the desert rejoice and blossom as the rose. It blossoms much and rejoices, even with joy and singing. The esteem of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the esteem of Yahweh, the excellency, of our Elohim. This speaks directly to us, beginning in verse 3. Listen up. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the weak knees. That's you who doubt, you who are so afraid of these enemies. So afraid of them. Oh, but they've got drones, and they've got all these police cars, and they've got guns, and they've got, oh, they're in black uniforms, and they're scary. Verse 4, say to those with anxious heart, be strong, do not fear. See, your Elohim comes with vengeance. With the recompense of Elohim, he is coming to save you. That's backed up in 2 Thessalonians. I'll read that in a minute. All right, what's happening now? We're doing our job here at EFR. All right. Verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf be opened. Hello? Verse 6. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, because water shall birth forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Waters of truth and streams of knowledge. Verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool. Oh, they're thirsty for knowledge now. And a thirsty land springs of water in the home for jackals, where each lay grass with reeds and rushes. Listen to this. Verse 8. Chapter 35, and there shall be a highway and a way of life, and it shall be called the way of set apartness, the way of obedience to Yahweh. Verse the unclean does not pass over it, but it is for those who walk the way, and no fools wander on it. Verse 9. No lion is there, nor any ravenous beast go up on it, the beast that we have to deal with today. It is not found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. Just redeemed. The others that have rejected Yahweh, for whom life has been just a little too easy, going along with the program, go along to get along. Oh, it's so easy if you just lay down and do what they tell you. It's so easy. Oh, I don't have any trouble. Yeah. But your eternal life is being flushed down the commode. Oh, you don't have any trouble. No, life is easy. A little too easy. Verse 10. And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The ransomed of Yahweh. Ransomed by whom? By Yeshua Messiah. And those that have it so easy, just so easy, life is good, we're not going to have any trouble, we're just going to go along and get along. Oh, let's go along and get along. How easy is it going to be for you at that time? How easy are you going to have it when all the lies that you have believed all your life are shattered, absolutely just blown out of the water by the harsh reality that Yahweh's grace period has ended, and now you're going to have to pay for that easy life. Oh, it's so easy. We'll be obedient, we'll go to work, we'll pay our taxes, we'll watch TV and believe everything that's on it. We'll let our kids go to school and be taught all this claptrap that they're teaching them in school. Oh no, we're not gonna resist, because life is easy. Oh, it's so easy. We're not having a bit of trouble. Now, why should the Satan pay any attention to you when you're already doing what he would have you do? You don't make any difference to him. You're not giving him any trouble, are you? Oh, no. Because life is easy. Oh, it's so easy. Go along to get along. My, my, my. Don't rock the boat. For heaven's sakes, don't rock that boat. Because then life wouldn't be so easy anymore. Don't question. Don't ask those questions. Why does my little boy come home and his butt sore? And the teacher just sort of smiles when I ask him. And he says little Johnny's his favorite. But life is so easy. I don't want to push it because, well, they might call me a name, call me a homophobe, but I might get fired and I'll lose my SUV and life is so easy and I just don't want to rock the boat. I don't want any trouble. Oh, please don't give me any trouble. Life is so easy. And I wouldn't want to lose this easy life. Oh, no. It's too important to me. It's my God. And I've got a brand new Cadillac out there. And I've always wanted a new Cadillac. And I polish it. And I love it. And I kiss it in secret. I kiss my Cadillac. Because life is so easy. Yeah, a little too easy, isn't it? Yeah, sports fans. It's a little too easy. Turn on that television. Yes. Worship that one-eyed God that you got sitting in the living room. Oh. Man, life is so easy. But we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's start with verse 5. Clear evidence of the righteous judgment of Elohim in order for you to be counted worthy of the reign of Elohim for which you also suffer. There's a price to pay. It's not easy. No easy. You got to stand. But if you stand and you are persecuted, as many of us are. Verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. Those are the ones that are in power now because it's just so easy. And those that won't resist of our own people because life is so easy. A little too easy. That's the theme of this sermon. It's a little too easy. It's a little too easy to give up. Okay? and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Those who don't obey, because life is a little too easy. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? Verse 10. When he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, those who stand, okay, the ones whose life is not just so easy because they stand for what Yeshua taught and they don't compromise and lay down to make life so easy and to be admired among all those who believe in that day because our witness to you was believed. So what are you going to choose? What will you choose? You're going to choose the easy way? Because what you're going to get with the easy way is only what the devil and his minions are going to let you have in this world. Because you're not going to have anything in the next world. You're not going to get there. Not going to make it. You're going to reject for this world the world to come. You're not gonna be there. And the memory of you will be blotted out. And we will no longer grieve for you. I'm gonna close the book here. I'm done reading from the text. Text is pretty clear. I really don't have to mince words about it. Yes, you see the guilty go unpunished. Those that have worked evil have life easy. They're not going to jail. Oh, I know they're going to make mass arrests. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They may throw one under the bus here and there. But the main players that are living in this world, nah. They're the power structure of the evil one. And, of course, life is going to be easy for them because they're not rocking the boat. Matter of fact, they're helping to paddle it along. So it tells us in the scripture what's going to happen to those people at the end. What's going to happen to those people? But you see, they don't want to believe that. No. They don't want to believe that, and they're in their strong delusions right now because life is so easy for them. Oh, it's so easy. There's no trouble. They're making money hand over fist. They can do whatever they want. There's no punishment for any crime. They go around and diddle and fiddle with little kids. They can sacrifice them and eat them and drink their blood. They can do all of that. Oh, yeah, life is so easy for children of the devil. Yeah, but now, so easy. It's a little too easy. And when all this wrath that I just read you about comes down on them in life, oh man, they're not going to be ready for that. And if any of us out here are talking about this, why, we must be silenced. We can't have any of that. That's hate speech. We'll lock you up if you tell the truth. Tell the truth about the Holocaust, you go to jail. If you don't want your kids to go to school with queers, well, you're a homophobe. We have to lock you up and take your children away from you. But to the ones that comply, oh, life is easy. Smooth sailing. Just don't worry about it. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Life is easy. A little too easy. Do what you want. For now. The prince and power of the air is in charge for now. And he's telling you mortals that life is going to be easy for you for now. But what happens when this wrath comes? Oh, he doesn't want you to think about that. Because life is a little too easy. And it's so much easier just to think of all the goodies you've accumulated. Hay and stubble that'll burn up with the world. But I wouldn't want to rock your boat. Oh, surely not. No, can't rock that boat. That's politically incorrect. Wouldn't want to upset you. Surely not. I wouldn't do that, would I? Well, I'm at the end of the hour. This is Ben Wake Up Call. And I've spewed my fire and brimstone again. I can't help it. This is what I was led to speak on. And I do not apologize. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you that are faithful. And will you fence sitters get off the fence and decide to join us? Your eyes will be opened and your ears will be opened and you'll see and hear that we've been telling you the truth the whole time. Praise Yahweh, and I'll catch you next time.
Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's
King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.